Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Oh, hey Josiah, happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you too, Ellie. Incy Wincy Spider.
Oh, are you getting in the spider gear already?
Yes, I am, because we talk about them on the show. I can't get them out of my mind after that break and what happened to you this morning.
Will this help you get it out of your mind?
Thank you. Next.
Josiah has been singing this song the whole morning.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for... I can't sing it.
I mean, learn it. If you're going to sing it, sing it properly, okay? Otherwise, leave it to Ariana.
How good is Ariana?
Yeah, good, but the people don't care about that. They're not downloading this catch-up to listen to Ariana.
True, but they do care about me singing Ariana because they care about me.
No, if they wanted to hear Ariana, they would have gone to a different app, and that app's name is Spotify.
Yes, and if they wanted to go to Spotify, they would be listening to us right now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next.
Now we've just lost them all. Now they've gone to listen to Ariana. Good job, buddy.
I've lost my voice.
Good. Can you keep losing it? Okay, yeah. That'd be great.
Hey guys, the rest of the week it'll be Ellie. I'll be in the background. I'll just be making clapping and stuff.
Gee, that's good. Can you just be my hype girl?
How good would that be?
Yes. Just supporting me. Like, oh, just the laugh track.
Yeah.
Every time I say a gag, you can just stand.
Why don't we just record me on a laugh track so I can sleep in?
I get too many natural laughs from you, bro. I don't even need
it.
True. You know?
You are pretty funny.
Hilarious.
Especially when you have strippers on your lap.
Yes. I do talk about it. My first run-in with a stripper.
You disgust me. I thought you were better than a stripper.
I'm not better than a stripper. Wait for my hens, bro. My hens is going to be, I'm going to have 20 strippers.
Yeah, you are. The whole squad.
Yeah, it's going to be great. That's in here. We also talk about the good deed I did over the weekend that backfired on me and the best story you'll hear all week. Big call being a Monday, but we're calling it the dart fart.
Yeah, if we get a story this week that tops the dart fart story, I'll be surprised.
Alrighty, enjoy. Speak to you again tomorrow.
Thank you.
No.
Next.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I teased it just before. I saw a stripper on the weekend.
I just received a Snapchat of your housemate, Mia One.
Yeah.
Saying, cannot wait to hear this stripper story. You've got me intrigued. And Mia, guess what? I know you're listening. She's got me intrigued as well.
Good. So I should. It was so good. So it's my first ever time seeing a male stripper. And
first time? How old are you?
First time. 27.
Oh, that's right. You're quite old now, aren't you?
Strippers don't grow on trees, bro.
No, they don't, but they are everywhere. They're not hard to find.
Well, this is the best. So I went to my sister-in-law-to-be's hens over the weekend, and she's quite conservative, like quite low-key. I thought there was no way in hell she would have a stripper at her hens, but she did. And so he rocks up in a fireman's suit. Comes in, we're all sitting, like I'd got a few of the girls together and we were front and centre, like we got our chairs ready,
you were.
We knew he was coming, we were like, we want to be right up the front for this. And so we'd been waiting for him. He rocks up in his fireman's outfit and bloody...
Was he a fireman?
I mean, I don't know if that was his, you know, what he puts on his departure card when he leaves the country as his profession. I'd say probably not. I'd say maybe exotic dancer.
So he doesn't double as a stripper, but he's actually a fireman?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't have a conversation with him. I was too busy just watching what he's doing. Anyway, so he bursts through the door. This comes on. And us girls are all screaming. He starts taking off his top and he's got a pretty good rig.
Well, you'd hope so.
He looked a bit like a dude I knew though, which is a bit off-putting.
You wouldn't want to take off your top and he's just got this keg belly sitting flopping out. That would be a more reasonable stripper though, wouldn't it?
Apparently it happens. I was talking to some of the girls there. They're like, yeah, we had a stripper at my hands and he was so ugly. I was like, oh God, you can't say that. Anyway, so he starts doing his thing. The hen is like in a chair in the middle and he's kind of grinding on her. Then my mum is sitting two seats over from me. He comes up to my mum.
Oh, stop it. Are you sure?
Who is 60-something, my mum. And he gets up on top of her, like grinding in her face.
Excuse me?
Mum, you should have seen mum. She's hiding. She's like, oh, my God.
Nah.
I wouldn't look there.
Are you just saying that for the radio?
No, I swear to God, this is exactly what happened.
Because I know your mum and I reckon she would have done the opposite.
Trust me, she was mortified, though kind of loving it, you're right. And then he comes and gets me, lifts me up and spins me around. So he's like, are you wearing shorts or a skirt when he pulls me up? And I was like, a skirt. He goes, oh, this is going to be a bit difficult then, but we'll do it anyway. Anyway, he lifts So my legs are in the air. He held my skirt up. He was very respectful in that respect. And then he got
now you're expecting
hair.
A kid.
I mean, it was the highlight of my night. I'm not going to lie. Anyway, so while all this is going on, I'm sitting back down and I look over and the hens was at my parents' place, right, which is in the middle of the suburbs. Look up and there are these two children who are the next door neighbours.
No way.
Poking their heads over the fence, watching the whole thing.
You are kidding.
And I'm like, this is so inappropriate for them. This stripper's grinding on my mum. And these kids, they would have been like 10 and 12, just staring over the thing. So I'm like, kids, don't watch.
They saw the whole thing.
Yes.
That actually reminds me of my Mia. She was on a boat last week for a friend's 21st.
Yeah.
As they're going past, they went past this other boat.
Mm.
People everywhere. There was this old man. He would have been in his late 70s. Two strippers, nobody else on the boat, giving him a show.
Oh, God,
and so I got a bunch
weird.
Of Snapchats of... I saw everything.
Oh, God, that's creepy.
See, there's
imagine
be
that being a gig. If you're a stripper, you're like, cool, like I'm going to go to a Bucks party or something. No, it's just some old seedy dude.
But same, you guys owe them an apology. You know
one,
that.
Mum's going around there.
You're kidding.
Mum's literally going around to apologize. Well, I mean, they shouldn't have been peeping over the fence.
Can you tell your mum to do us a favor and record that conversation? Because we need to play that back on the radio. Those poor kids, they're going to be scarred for life. They're going to be turned into like serial killers when they're older or something because they saw something they shouldn't at such a young age.
I know, and I apologize to them, but hey, like at least my mum and I got some, you know, if there's a silver lining.
It's the first time for both of you in a while.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, 13, 12, 16, I want to talk this morning. Have you done a good deed that's backfired on you? Because this happened to me over the weekend, and strap yourself in because this is a roller coaster of a story.
Uh-oh, my seatbelt's on. Give it to me.
Okay, good. Okay, so mentioned earlier in the show, I went to my sister-in-law's hen's party over the weekend. Great night. Saw the stripper. If you missed that, hit up our catch up because I did describe in great detail what the stripper did to me and my mum.
You called him the Black Panther. So whatever detail that means, I'm not quite sure, but
I don't know what that means. Anyway, so we were on a party bus. After the stripper, went out on a party bus into town. And things are getting pretty loose on the party bus. Everyone was dancing. There was poles involved and whatnot. And by the time we got to the place where we were going, everyone had had a couple of drinks. And I noticed that there was this little cream clutch that had been left on the bus as we were all getting off. And so I picked it up and I was running around.
Wait,
to every...
for any guys listening, a clutch is a bag, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Did people not know that?
Oh, there's so many different types. There's wallets, clutches, handbags.
Okay.
Many guys don't know what a clutch is.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. I hope you've learned something this morning.
Oh, I thought you meant you were driving like a manual car or something.
No,
okay, all right, I got you now.
Anyway, so I pick up this clutch and I am running around to every man and his dog. Well, woman and his dog because there was no men at the hens.
Except for Black Panther.
Asking, did someone leave their clutch on the bus? And then finally tracked down the owner. She was so grateful. She said, thank you so much, Ellie. You're amazing. You're such a good Samaritan. I was like,
was it Louis Vuitton? Because that's a bit of a private school crowd, your hens party, wasn't it?
No.
You sure?
It was not. My sister-in-law did not go to private school, just so you know.
Yeah,
my brother's really branching out.
How did she get in the family?
Anyway, and so we tracked it down. So then we go to line up for the club, and I realise that in the time I'd spent looking for the owner of the cream clutch, I actually had misplaced my own phone.
No.
And you know me, I've got this funky phone case with my ID, my bank card and everything in the back of it.
Well,
so not only
is.
Did I misplace my phone, but I misplaced my whole life pretty much.
Well, unless that's a new phone I'm staring at, it looks like you found it.
Well, that's where the roller coaster begins.
Oh, here
just
we
like,
go. Sorry,
okay,
put my seatbelt back on.
So basically I had to sneak myself into the clubs because I didn't have ID because it was in my phone. I was stressing, but I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let this ruin my night. Went home, went back to my boyfriend's, and the next morning we got on Find My iPhone, and we managed to track it down to a house. And so I called the bus company and I was like, I must have left it on the bus. And I said, hey, are your headquarters at this address? And they said, no. But then they helped me out and tracked down the fact the bus had then gone to another party to pick up another group of people and dropped it at this house.
And they took the phone?
So they must have taken the phone. Yeah, so they must have done a sweep of the bus, found the phone on there and been like, it must be someone from your parties because you guys are the last ones here. So then I called the bus company. I called they gave me the number of the house that it had gone to. So I called them and she was like, that's not my house, but it's my mum's house. So she called her mum. So I rock up to this house.
How far away were you?
I get my phone back.
Good news. That's exciting. What a story.
Oh, it restored my faith in humanity. It restored my faith in technology.
Why didn't she get in touch with you? Could she not do that?
Well, I don't know. I kept doing the, like, find my phone, like, make a noise and stuff. Yeah. Nothing happened. But I don't know. She was trustworthy. I think she just didn't realize. It was early. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning.
And she still came out?
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine you rocking up at 8 o'clock in the morning that night.
Well, so I was still in last night's dress because I'd stayed at Gab's house and I looked so I didn't have shoes on because all I had was my heels. So I said to her, I was like, I apologize for my appearance. I made sure to drop the whole, I've just been staying at my boyfriend's, I didn't look like a real hussy.
You would have looked like
walk of shame. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, the whole point of this story is if I hadn't been such a good Samaritan trying to return the cream clutch to the owner, I wouldn't have lost my phone, wouldn't have had to travel around all the suburbs to try and find it, and boom, being a good Samaritan sometimes sucks.
Yeah, it does. I often have these moments where I'm like, why do I bother being nice?
Yeah.
Because it always seems to come back and bite me in the bum.
Exactly. Karma isn't always good. I mean, the karma worked in a way because everyone was so nice getting my phone back to me and I did get it back. So I suppose in that respect, it's good. But on the whole, if I hadn't tried to be so nice in the first place, none of that would have happened.
Why bother? Nice people always finish last.
Exactly. We want to talk about this morning, Golden Valley. Have you had a good deed backfire on you like I did? 13, 12, 16, if you've got a story. Amber from Shep's given us a call. Have you had a good deed backfire on you, buddy?
Yes. Well, last week I was driving home from work and I saw a little white dog on the side of the road.
Cute.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, oh my God, like, I love dogs. Who doesn't? So I pulled over and, like, got the dog in the car and I took it home and he didn't have a collar on or anything. So I gave him some food and I was just, like, looking after him. And I was trying to pull a prickle out of his paw and he got really gnarly and started, like, growling at me and stuff.
Oh, no. Did he get you?
No, like, not hard, but he was, like, pretty feisty. Trying to pull the prickle out for him.
Oh, Amber, what did you do? Did you throw him back out the side of the car? Yes. Out the window? Or?
I thought about putting him back out on the street, but I took him to the vet.
So then he's like, well, I tried, and you weren't cooperative, so back on the street you go.
See, when you're doing a good thing like that, you need the dog just to be absolutely perfect, sitting there silently, being the most perfect little darling. Exactly right. Get out of my house if you're going to bite me.
Well, do you know what? I'll reward you. I think, well done. You're a good Samaritan, Amber. You did a good deed. And I'm sorry it backfired on you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much. All right, let's go to Karen. Hey, Karen, have you had a good deed backfire on you?
Yeah, guys. Yeah, like it was when I was about 20 and we went to an RSL club for Anzac Day and they were playing tour. So I was sitting and watching them play two up. An old mate in front of me had a few sherbet. So he wasn't really watching what was going on. So he put his bet down and he won. An old mate next to him thought that he might pinch his money.
Oh.
So I said, you know, no, that's old mate here. You know, he's a bit under the weather and that's his money. I sent him put his bet down.
Yeah.
Well, I probably shouldn't have because there was a lot of old fellas yelling at each other after that, so I sort of just snuck out very quietly.
So you caused a punch-up on Anzac Day, is that right?
Oh, it was an aggressive argument.
Oh, Karen, yeah, who got the money in the end?
Well, I don't know because I snuck away.
It's always the case, though, isn't it, when you're trying to do the right thing, Karen, by sorting it out, and that man deserved his money, but then you end up in an all-out biff.
Yeah, so it's around our family, it's a well-known, you know, joke that I'm not allowed near two up anymore.
Karen the brawl maker, they call you.
Troublemaker, yeah.
Love it. Thanks so much for your call.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day.
Bye. Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, if there's one thing we know about me, it's basically,
tell me why I don't like
I don't like Mondays. I hate Mondays.
Well, I've been alone in a studio with you since 6 o'clock this morning and all you've been talking about is 9 o'clock. Couldn't come quick enough.
How's just about half an hour ago when I went and banged on the door and I was like, get me out of here.
I could stay in this box with you forever. It's no issue for me. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. The difference is I'm great company. You're not.
Just a little negative.
Anyway, so I already don't like Mondays, but then something happened to me this morning which made me hate them even more. So I got up, alarm went off, 3:58, went to have my shower, picked up my little Kmart shower cap and put it on my head.
What do you wear a shower cap for?
Because I've got a lot of hair.
Am I meant to do that? My hair's just as long as yours.
Well, do you put your head under the water?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't wet my hair unless I'm washing it. Doesn't dry properly.
I tie it up and it always gets wet. Is that like a hack that I didn't know about?
Yeah, get a shower cap, bro. It'll change your life.
I just can't picture myself in a shower cap.
I'll buy you one.
I'd be giving away my masculinity if I do.
No one has to see you, buddy.
That's true.
Anyway, we've digressed. Put my shower cap on my head and what falls out? Into a spider crawled up. A spider.
On your head?
Not on my head. Luckily, my reflexes were sharp as a cat this morning because I was like half asleep and I saw something fall out in front of me.
No.
And I flicked it away.
No.
Before it actually landed on me.
Not for me.
So, look, not for me either. You know, like, you don't like spiders. I don't like spiders either. They're bloody scary.
I hate spiders so much.
Yeah. Well, this one, I luckily swatted it away before I realized what it was. I think if it had landed on me and I'd realized what it was, it would have been a lot more scary.
Did he kill it?
No.
Oh, shut up. Who cares about animal lovers out there?
What I did
was... No matter if you're an animal lover out there, I'm happily tell you right now, and I'm sorry if this offends you, I can't relax unless I see the spider dead in front of me.
Well, what I did was I flicked it into the bathtub, and so I turned on the water of the bath, but I don't think it got collected in the water. I think it just ran away, and then it was gone. So I was like, okay, that's fine. It's gone. It was just a small one. It was a baby.
Oh, I was going to say, if it was a huntsman
it wasn't
or something.
A bigger, it was a baby.
What are your thoughts on huntsmen? Because apparently they're the puppy dogs of the spider world. They're the most friendly spiders you could ever have. People get angry at me when they say, I have to see it dead. I don't care. Those things are of the devil. He's created those just to scare me and put me off life itself.
Well, tell us your huntsman story you told me off air this morning.
Man.
Get ready for this.
Ellie laughed for so long when I told her this story. When I was 14, I was having a shower at my grandparents' house and I went to get out. As I go to slide open the shower door, a humongous huntsman spider,
humongous,
great word, was out the front of the window. So I couldn't open the door without the huntsman. It trapped me in the shower. So I'm stuck, vulnerable, naked in the shower and the huntsman wouldn't move. So I called out to my grandparents to come help me. I've locked the door into the bathroom so no one could help me. So I'm stuck with this spider and I kid you not, I was there for 1 hour, at least an hour, waiting for this huntsman to move on.
You big old scaredy cat.
Stuff that.
Come on, bro.
It's a huntsman. It's not a little spider. I've got a phobia. Like, this isn't just scared of them. I've got a dead set phobia.
Yeah.
And I grew up in the bush as well.
Oh, such a country boy. All right. Well, we want to know about this morning. 13, 12, 16. Have you had a spider attack recently? Where'd the spider get ya? Crystal from Tat, hit us with yours.
Right. So I was laying in bed watching a movie, Netflix and chill with the new boyfriend.
Nice.
What were you watching? Were you watching The Sinner too?
No, I can't even remember what we were watching. This was too traumatizing. And I looked up above the window and there was literally, nowhere to rely, a dinner plate-sized huntsman.
No way.
And I was hyperventilating and crying under the doona. I couldn't even get out what was wrong. Oh. Anyway, I eventually got it out and he started freaking out. So I told him that he's scared of spiders too.
Oh, so what do you do? Did you get rid of it?
Yes, I've got to give him credit. He got up and got rid of it after it ran across the wall and he lost it.
No.
But he managed to kill it.
Yeah.
Props to him. Do you know what I've always said? And I asked my boyfriend this in the very early stages of us going out. You need a man who can kill a spider for you if you need to. And so he's obviously passed that test, Crystal.
He did.
In my relationship, I need a girl that can kill a spider because I don't care. I'm hiding in the corner and she can go get that thing and I'm not relaxing till it's gone.
Oh, a dinner plate size. I'm just literally
making
that is huge.
Where were you? Were you at home in Tatura or?
Yeah, I was laying in bed.
No.
It was in my room.
And that's why I don't live there.
Oh, that's awful. Thanks so much for your call, Crystal. Let's go to Alison in Wayi. Alison, have you got a spider story for us?
I have, actually.
Oh, no.
And ironically, this morning, I just thought I'd have to share it.
Oh, it happened to you this morning as well?
It did,
yes. Oh, God. All right. What happened to you?
I had a glass of water last night before I went to bed and it was empty. And I thought, I'll leave it there because you usually have that one in the morning when you get up.
Yeah.
And filled it up and because I've got a water dispenser and I looked in and there was a spider in my glass.
No. Did you drink from it?
No, thank goodness, because it was a bloody whitetail.
Wow.
Oh, my God, I've actually got tingles right now. I've got goosebumps. That is so scary.
They are so dangerous. My grandfather's friend lost his leg to a whitetail spider.
Yeah, so did my Yeah. A similar thing happened to my mum. She had a cockroach in her glass, and she went and reached out to her glass in the middle of the night and drank the cockroach.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yes.
Alison, thank goodness. Was it just swimming in the water, or what was it doing there?
Well, no, it must have been in the bottom of the glass, because the glass was empty, because I had, I just left it on the bench.
Yeah, right.
So I'm assuming it's dropped in there overnight or crawled in there, and... so it pays to look in your glass.
Yes, definitely. Oh, you poor thing. Well, I'm glad we both had spider stories at the same time, Alison. We're in this together, sister.
By the way, I love huntsmen. They're actually not too bad.
Everyone says that, but they're brown, big and furry. What is there to like?
Well, they eat your flies.
I know. That's what they say. But if you see one on your wall or on the outside of your shower like I did, no thank you, Alison. I'm sorry.
Well, just get yourself a long, dustpan and brush and just scoop it up and put it out.
But they run up your arm or something.
Or alternatively, just suck it up, Jay. Lovely. Thanks so much for your call, Alison.
Have a great day.
Ugh, arachnophobics. I'm so sorry about all of this.
I'm done for the day.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
My favourite story to have come out over the weekend is to do with darts. Now, I didn't know that darts was such an entertaining sport.
Oh, they're awesome. They do a world tour and they come to Australia every year. They play often in Melbourne, Sydney as well. Everyone in the crowd drinks. They get dressed up. It is wild.
Yeah, it seems like a bit of fun.
It is.
But I didn't think it could get wilder than it did over the weekend, right? So there's the International Darts Masters or whatever it was on. And the world champ, this Scottish dude, was playing this Dutch dude.
Yeah, so Gary Anderson, he's one of the best darts players of all time.
Yeah.
I actually watch it on Fox Sports a lot, and I love the darts.
Do you?
Okay. It's so good to watch. 180!
Well, it got more interesting when somebody has, how do we put this, passed wind.
Yeah, they've dropped an absolute bomb.
They've dropped their guts. Apologies to be smutty. Kids, if you're driving to school... We're just having a bit of a giggle, okay? It's a bit of fun.
Hey, there's not one person listening right now that doesn't let Smokey off the chain. So,
well, actually, every female, because girls don't do that.
Oh, that's right. They only do what? Unicorn dust?
Yeah, unicorn dust.
Red lollipops.
That's the one. That's the one. But these guys, that wasn't the case, because someone emitted a substance on stage and all of them could smell it, except no one knew who dealt it.
So these two guys, a professional dart player, they get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
They're blaming each other.
Yeah.
For trying to put the other person on by dropping a bomb in front of each other. This story is brilliant.
Oh, and it gets even better when you realise that Anderson is Scottish. And so have a listen to his post-match interview. It wasn't about how the game went or the score or anything. It was all about who let Smokey off the chain.
It was smelly on the stage.
I thought, where's the farted on stage? Did he?
No. I think he thinks you did it.
It was a stink. I thought it was him. And they started playing better, but must have needed to get some wind out.
Yeah. And he thought it was you.
Oh, no. Hands up. Swear on my kid's life. So help me God. Nothing crossed. If I'd farted it smelled like that, I'd put my hands up and go, oh, sorry, I need to get
off. So who was it then?
Well, don't tell me. You've got our three boys up there. So
so they're all trying to put blame on each other. He did it. Nah, he did it. Nah, it was me. Swear to God.
I can't understand a word he's saying.
I didn't fart. I promise he didn't fart.
Ellie, I just find it fascinating that usually I'm the one with the smut humour and you are taking such delight in this story.
It's because he's Scottish. It's like that scene in Austin Powers where he's fat bastard. And he's smelling his own. He's like, oh, you gotta love the smell of your own brand.
Well, we do have the audio here, but...
we're not allowed to play. Do you know what? There's a lot I had to cut out from that post-match interview as well about, sticking fingers up and smelling.
Wow, there was a whole bunch of stuff in there. You have crossed a line.
But can't we just all
love? You sicken me so much. You disgusting...
I just love how it goes from the posh English interviewer to this Scottish dude.
It was smelly on the stage.
I thought, where's that farted on stage?
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The gold. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
We like to do a thing on a Monday called a Dumb Day Monday, where we celebrate the dumb things that we do and say, because if you can't celebrate them, you just get embarrassed by them, you know?
And on a Monday, let's be honest, over the weekend, many people have done many dumb things.
Yes, exactly. So call us 13 12 16 with your dumb moments.
You're so dumb.
We'll be nice about it. I mean, this guy won't.
You are really dumb.
But like, we'll be nice because it applies to all of us.
I love that guy.
Now, the problem with being friends with you or I, Josiah, is we have the power of this. So when you say something dumb, we can then go and tell the whole Goulburn Valley.
Okay. So if someone calls up and says something dumb, not only do they get told that they're dumb by
you
the
are
dude,
really dumb.
They get awarded that. Do they also get a prize themselves in? Or
yeah, we'll give them a double pass to Carol's by Barrels. Why not? Hey, throw that in. There's an incentive for you to call. Now, I want to kick off Dumb Day Monday with my friend Shannon. Shout out to you this
Shannon.
Morning,
what
Shannon.
What does she do again? Not again.
I love Shannon because she participates in Dumb Day Monday, not just on a Monday, but most days. And we're talking to our friend the other night who's a doctor, and we were talking about our other friend who's pregnant and all, you know, all the way that it all works, because we don't really understand. We're not doctors. Anyway, and we're talking about the ovaries and how he's got eggs and stuff.
Okay.
Well, don't get awkward about it. It's a body part. It's fine. Anyway, and Shannon goes, hey, are human eggs the same size as chicken eggs?
You are really dumb.
I mean.
So she thinks that a chicken egg, you know, that you eat, she thinks that's the same size as your egg in your body.
I feel like she would know that if that was the case, especially her being a female.
Yes.
How many eggs does she think she has in her body?
I don't know. She doesn't know how it works at all. And we were just like, come on.
I mean, in her defense, you don't really see the human egg. So there's a chance they could be, but common sense should prevail here, you'd think. However, knowing your friend Shannon.
Yeah. I mean, she's very smart, but sometimes she just has some stuff that isn't so smart. But I unfortunately had a dumb day moment myself.
Oh, what did you do?
Weekend.
Here we are.
Oh, my boyfriend Gav. He always laughs at me when
How
I say
he?
Stupid stuff.
Oh, because last time you said something when he was here about pasta or something, what was it?
There were some ducks crossing the road and I said, look at the cute little chickens. He was like, that is not an accurate statement. Anyway, so we were driving yesterday and I go, just keep going straighty 180. And then he was like, no, then we had an argument over whether, you know, straighty 180, like that's just a saying.
Yeah.
But then I was like, hold on, it's not 180. You want to go like 90 degrees. And he goes, no, because I just genuinely did want to go straight, which was 180 degrees. And I was like, no, because it's 180 degrees all the way around. He goes, no, it's not. It's 360 degrees all the way around. Like, oh, God. So ultimately,
you're so dumb.
I'm dumb too. So give us a call, Goulburn Valley. Fill us in on your Dumb Day Monday moments. We'll celebrate you. You could be throwing someone under the bus, which is a bit of fun to do with a dumb comment that your friends have made. Katie from Shep, you've given us a call. Have you had a dumb day Monday recently?
Yeah, well, it was kind of a dumb day Saturday night.
That's me every Saturday night, Katie, don't you worry.
I was in a club and I was talking to this guy and, you know, like, where I was like, hi, what's your name and everything? And he's like, my name's True. And I was like, oh, like Khloe Kardashian's baby, True. That's so cute, whatever. And I was like, I didn't know that was the real name. Anyway, so, you know, things kind of progressed. And then we went home. And then the next day I woke up and I was like, oh, hey, True. And he's like, why are you calling me True? I'm like, because that's your name. And he's like, no, it's not. It's Drew.
Was he true to his word?
That was terrible.
I was like such an idiot. He told me so many times as well, and I just could not process the thought that his name was Drew, not True.
Is it True? You probably shouldn't have gone home with him if you knew his name was Drew, because that's a terrible name.
Oh, don't be rude to all the Drews out there.
Yeah, Khloe Kardashian's baby's all right.
But Drew isn't.
Yeah, True's more exotic. Drew's like, oh, just
exactly.
Do it on the street. Well, do you know what? That's okay. I feel like it's similar enough that you're fine, Katie. I'm going to say it's not a dumb day Monday.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes me feel a bit better, I suppose.
And also, good on you for getting some, sister. Juanita from Maroochydore. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. Have you had a dumb day Monday recently?
My word, I have.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm originally from Tasmania a few years ago. I have five children. Three live with me, two live in Tassie.
Right.
My eldest was 26 on the 11th of the 11th, so only a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, happy birthday.
And it was, yes, for her. So I'm actually, it was on Monday when I ordered her a present. Now, it's easy to order online and I can send it straight to Tassie. I get the freight cheaper.
Yeah.
I thought I'd order a swag from King Swags.
Nice.
So I popped it in and free delivery, so that was really good.
Oh, handy.
And very handy. More bucks for me. Anyway, she's been saying to me, Mum, I haven't got my present. I said, yep, it's definitely in the mail. I posted it. Anyway, Friday come and I got home and there was a swag sitting on my doorstep from King Swag.
In Maroochydore?
No!
In Maroochydore. Oh. I sent it to myself.
Oh, Anita!
Yeah, not good.
Oh. How much is it to cost to ship to Tasmania?
Oh. $85.
You're kidding. Oh, Anita, that is some bad luck.
It is. Oh. It's now on its way to Tasmania.
Wouldn't you have just kept that swag for yourself and ordered her another one? Surely it would have worked out similarly.
I've got five in the shed.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't call it bad luck, more of a dumb day Monday moment, which is why you have callback. Thank you very much.
That's all right.
Thanks, Anita. We got a double pass to Carol's by Barrel coming your way. That'll save you a bit of money, make up for your $85 deficit, okay?
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. Scoopla.
Gossip Girl's back.
Who needs Dan when we've got our very own GV's GG? It is Ellie.
GV's what?
GG, Gossip
Oh,
Girl.
Oh, GG. Okay, cool.
Learn the
cool,
lingo, mate. S-O-S-O.
Sorry. A lot of abbreviations in there, acronyms. I don't know what the deal is. Anyway, I'm here to talk to you about everything that's happening in Hollywood. And a lot of the stories this morning revolve around one dude, and it's a dude who is now all grown up. The Biebs.
All grown up.
He's all grown up. Like, listen to him here. Remember when he was so young and innocent and
yeah,
cute?
Yeah, but when he was young and innocent and brought out songs like this, you wanted to punch him in the head.
No, I didn't.
Whereas now his music's cool. Do you know what I mean? When Biebs releases a single, it's cool music. Back then it was like, who's this little...
Are you saying this isn't cool?
No, it isn't. No. It is now because it's almost like we laugh at it. But back then he was like a 14-year-old little girl that we laughed at.
Whoa, don't be rude. Anyway, he's now married, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah, him and Hailey Baldwin got married in secret, they reckon, a couple of weeks ago, and she's confirmed it by changing her name on Instagram to Hailey Bieber.
Has she really?
Peeps is so mad about it.
You wouldn't change your last name if you weren't married, would you, on Instagram?
No.
Let me have a
you
look.
Wouldn't. And then he did a post as well saying, how good's my wife?
Here we go. I'm on her Instagram now. 15.7 million followers, Hailey Bieber.
Getting a lot of hate for...
Hey, for what?
Well, for marrying Biebs and taking him off the market.
So what?
Fair call.
Her name's Hailey Rode Bieber.
Yeah, there you go.
What was she before? Baldwin.
Baldwin.
Not anymore.
Yep, move aside, Alec Baldwin. She doesn't care about you anymore.
They're 100% She's upgraded. Married. You don't change your last name on Instagram unless you're married.
No, I know. I know, buddy.
Congratulations to them. I'm very happy for them.
Oh, look at you being all high and mighty about it. Well done. Biebs himself has also been in the news because he has finally settled a lawsuit with his neighbour. This was happened like 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 2014. He and a bunch of his mates threw eggs at his neighbour's house.
That's right.
Yeah, and this was all over the news. This is when he was going through a bit of a douchebag stage.
Oh, who doesn't throw eggs in their teenage years?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly didn't. And kids, I would not encourage it.
You're a judge's daughter, that's why. Every guy out there has done something like that.
I've had an egg thrown at me. I've never thrown an egg.
That was me.
It probably was, actually. Anyway, so he's been in court over that. Not only that, but, like, this guy alleges that Biebs did all kinds of stuff, like spitting at him, assaulting him.
Wow.
Yeah, getting his bodyguards onto him, loud parties, drag races, the whole shebang. So Biebs has had to pay him $81,000 in damages.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's fine.
I feel like when you're suing a celebrity, you want life changing.
Yeah.
You want millions, don't you? Not 80,000.
Yeah. Well, for this guy to be Biebs' neighbour, he's obviously got to have a lot of money. Online automotive mogul Jeffrey Schwartz is his name.
Yeah.
So there you go. Good on you, Jeffrey. And finally, in everything gossip, Brooklyn Nine-Nine coming back January the 10th.
I'm not across this show, but a lot of people love it.
It's the best. Have you not watched it?
Never. Not an episode.
Oh,
what
then
is
you
it?
Won't care about what I got to say.
Well, tell me, is it a rom-com? What is it?
No, it's a comedy. About a police station in New York or in Brooklyn, and it's just funny. It's hilarious. Watch it.
What is it, like Big Bang Theory funny or is
no,
it funny?
Better,
funny?
Better. You'll like it. Trust me.
What sort of humor are we talking?
Good stuff.
Like ruthless humor
funny.
Or
No, just funny. Just watch it.
But you find the Kardashians funny.
No, I don't. I don't like the Kardashians.
You think Justin Bieber throwing eggs is funny?
No, I think that's sad.
Is this like good, important, clever
it's
comedy?
It's funny.
All right, so the opposite to our show then.
Yes.
Oh, you've got me interested.
Anyway, you won't care about this, nor will anyone who doesn't watch it. But Gina Linetti, she's played by Chelsea Peretti.
Yeah, my favourite actress.
Yeah, she's amazing in it. She's leaving, and her character in it is super like, over the top and extravagant. Apparently, the way she exits, just as extravagant.
Wow.
Stay tuned.
You've got me. I'll be watching, is it third series?
Can you sound like you've got a bit of interest in your voice, please?
Third series of 99 Brooklyn.
Just because Dean McCarthy isn't here doing Scoopla.
Yeah.
Can you just give me a support?
I miss flirting with Dean.
Bring something to the table, bro.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.